a common occurrence of real estate agents is everything else. Okay. And if we could sit there and say, yeah, everything else is important. Yeah. For me, I don't really care which of those three or four options I gave you, as long as you understand whatever the option that you select is what you're going to do.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
What you are about to listen to is an excerpt from the weekly mastermind call that I host, where I lead real estate agents to learn how to make sales every single month of their careers. If you'd like to join us, I would love for you to do so. I invite for you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com to go ahead and register and join us online. My name is Dan Roshan. Let's dive into the show.
In this CPI Coaching Corner snippet, Dan Roshan discussed to Adam Tarbaka how to get your systems together in real estate. Learn more about getting your systems together in real estate on this exclusive podcast from Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching.
Adam, besides something good, share with us something in your life that has occurred in the last 24 hours that's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Okay. Well, I had a good meeting yesterday with a for sale by owner. It was somebody I texted day or two before. Went well. I mean, I still don't have the marketing materials that you've given me to work up. I don't have that really fully done up yet, but I just went down there, talked to the guy. He was super nice. Military guy that's just moving up to Fort Belvoir. So,
the military.
He's trying to sell it himself. He's trying to move his stuff himself, but then he's saying that he might get in the way of that. So I just, got in touch with him today with a couple of referrals in terms of some moving companies that he might want to work with if he needs that. And but he's
okay.
On the spectrum of for sale by owners, probably one of the very nicest that I've ever dealt with.
How'd you get the appointment?
Text.
Imagine that. How many texts did you send?
I think I sent 19 that day.
19. And then how many responses of 19 did you get?
I got three responses. Two of them were basically like, don't want to talk to you unless you're bringing your buyer with you. And the other one was him.
Where'd you get the phone numbers from?
Falcon 7.
And maybe they may be landlines.
It comes right back. It'll bump back to me when they're landlines. Like Vulcan will give you like any landlines or mobile phones associated with it. So it bumps back to me if it's a landline.
But that's a big percentage of a no response. 16 didn't reply to you. That's a big number. That surprises me.
It surprised me too.
Okay. Well, either way, you got the appointment. It was a good appointment. If you had seven of those appointments like that a week, what do you think your business would look like?
It'd be much, much better than it is now. It's just a matter of, I need a better hit rate.
Yeah. Did you send your text this morning?
I got a couple out. I didn't get, I got four out. I got one response dealing with a few other things, but yeah, I got one response that might be, and we're trying to work out a time between us that it works.
So I heard you say that you're dealing with some other things. Did I hear that correctly?
Yep.
What's your job?
Generate leads.
Yep. Specifically for sale by owner, right? Just sending these texts. Hey, Johnny. I'm Indy. Right. So did you spend the time?
Not enough time.
Okay. All right. So let's look at that, right? To sit there and say, because that's the challenge is, and that's not critical at all, right? Just so you know, okay?
I know it's my issue. It's my issue. And,
a common occurrence of real estate agents is everything else. Yeah. Okay. And if we could sit there and say, yeah, everything else is important, yet my job is 1 hour, 2 hours, 1.5 hours, or 3 hours of doing this activity. Now, I gave you guys options because for me, I don't really care which of those three or four options I gave you. As long as you understand whatever the option that you select is what you're going to do. So I'd rather have you do, say, 1 hour than 2 hours and do the 1 hour every single day, 5 days a week, rather than say, I'm going to do 2 hours on Monday, get distracted on Tuesday, 45 minutes on Wednesday, yada, yada, yada. Because then it puts it into a box to say, this is my job. And I'm only doing 1 hour of my job a day that's going to actually produce a paycheck. So for generally, Adam, you could contribute as well. What do you guys feel and think about what I'm sharing with you about that perspective?
I need to get my systems together.
Okay.
So I can do that.
Tell me more about that. Get your systems together.
I've just got systems in terms of just organizing my day, my calendar, and just sticking to it.
Okay. So that's the system that you need is just framework.
I mean, there's other follow-up systems that I'm like working on, like trying to get this manual done, trying to do the daily action steps that you're sending me, you know, all the other stuff that goes along with it. So
I don't want those daily action steps to get in the way. I want them to supplement. And so if it's taking you more than, 10 minutes, 15 minutes max for the daily action steps, then give me that feedback. All right. Because the way that that's intended is say like either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, that's not a big burden. Is that taking you more than 10 or 15 minutes?
Not particularly. No. Okay. No, but I think I'm like 3 days behind here because I got the first one yesterday. So now I've got like three of them, I think, because we're supposed to be on day four at this point. Is that right?
You're supposed to, this is day one of the rest of your life. Yeah. Don't matter. Right. Like, don't get stressed about that. Just do one task a day. Don't worry about getting caught up on it. Right. Because unless if you have like a Saturday and it's like, okay, I'll spend an hour or two at this, that's fine too. Right. But I don't want that to get in the way of, your success. Yeah. It's supposed to supplement your success. Yeah.
Thanks for popping into the CPI podcast today. If you want a jumpstart, I would love for you to join us and attend a live mastermind, the Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching Corner, led by me every single week. To learn more, I invite you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com. The training is 100% remote and 100% real connection. The CPI systems will help you to double your sales. So today, visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com and I'll see you online.